When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
Let's go!
Dermot and Dave.
Dave's World. Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Okay, so question for you. Why was Nutella invented? I mean, I can, you know, we can get into the how and the where and whatever, but why do you think Nutella was invented?
I think I know. So okay. That French people could eat weird breakfasts.
No. Sean, do you want to have a guess?
Pan de cornflakes, chocolat chaud, Nutella.
What?
It was a slice of toast.
Although the
only pan de toast.
The other day in Germany, when I was on the phone to you guys, remember in the airport actually on Monday, yeah, on the way back, I was telling you, I had a Bockwurst. I had a big, fat, amazing hot dog for breakfast with mustard and whatever. Then as a kind of dessert for myself, I've never seen it before. It was like a round pan au chocolat. But it wasn't called that. I don't know what it was called. Something in German, like Schnuckfell or something. Anyway, it was delicious. But it was basically chocolate chips inside pastry.
Was it the Gem Canoodle?
No, that sounds interesting. What's that?
I just remember it from skiing in Austria in school on those school ski trips. Everywhere was being advertised. It looked like a big donut of some kind. And they were in all the restaurants, it was all Gem Canoodle.
Right. No, that wasn't that at all.
And the teacher used to say, "Lads, you're going skiing." And eventually, over time, became, "Lads, you're Gem Canoodle." Stupid things. I forgot all of my university degree.
But you remember
that. I remember.
Yeah. Sean, you want to have a guess at why it was invented?
I was going to say, was it invented by mistake?
No, well, not by mistake. Here's what happened, okay? And John Slattery and Offaly, well done, you know this. It was invented because in World War II, there were rations, obviously left, right and centre. People were rationed, bits of whatever ration. Chocolate was massively rationed during World War II. And an Italian pastry maker, now I didn't even research his name, but according to John Slattery, his name was Pietro Ferrero. Now, I don't know if that's...
There is no way that John didn't just Google this. Because he wouldn't... if he'd gone, Ferrero. I think it's something to do with the... But the fact that he got his name means he just copy and pasted out of Wikipedia.
He added hazelnuts to his chocolate to grow out the amount of spread he could create.
Yeah.
With just pure chocolate, there was a ration on the chocolates. There was no ration on hazelnuts. So he lashed it in. Nutella was born.
Is there a connection between this man Ferrero and Ferrero Rocher's?
Well, that's what I was saying. I don't know. And that's why I didn't look up his name. I just kept it simple. It was rationing in World War II. Speaking of chocolate, you know the Hershey's Kisses? You know the way some people bring them back from America?
Yeah.
Dermot, you love them.
No, I hate American chocolate.
I know. I just had to get your attention by accusing you of something that you would absolutely hate. So, do you know the way they come in a little wrapper with the bit on the top? You know the way it's twisted and there's a little bit on the top? That has a name. The little bit of the wrapper that sticks out the top is called, this is no joke, a niggly wiggly.
Oh, I was going to say niblet.
Oh, okay.
That's going to, what it should be called. Like a niggly wiggly?
Niggly wiggly is the actual correct term for that. It's speaking of terms, invented in 1923, Q-tips, and I haven't researched this, so don't ask me any more questions.
Are these earbud?
Yeah, the things you stick in your ears that you're not supposed to stick in your ears,
cotton
right?
Cotton buds?
Yeah, cotton buds, yeah. They're called Q-tips in America. They were originally called baby gaze.
Why?
I said don't ask me why, I haven't done the research. But then Q-tip baby gaze, then finally Q-tip gaze, and then just Q-tips. What? I have no idea. Does anyone have any idea?
Gaze is G-A-Y-S.
G-A-Y-S. Does anyone know on 087-400-102 why the name for Q-tips?
Well, I guess back then, gay certainly just meant sort of happy and upbeat. So these were just like little happy sticks. Little happy sticks, yeah.
Dermot and Dave, weekdays from 9 a.m.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.